Hi everyone. Welcome to the Gamer Girls podcast. My name is Lauren and my co-host is
Emily.
And we kind of started the idea of making this podcast just because both of us, I think, are pretty avid listeners for podcasts of kind of all kinds. The reason that we decided to call it Gamer Girls, I guess in my opinion, is because we kind of became better and like closer friends from like playing video games and stuff like that, because we were in like the same friend group, but I feel like we bonded over one, video games, and two, not wanting to talk to people at parties and smoke weed.
Yeah.
100%. And I think that's kind of where this all stemmed from. I also have a list of things in my phone that I feel like we should be talking about for our first podcast. So if I'm on my phone a lot, that's probably why. And we've kind of decided to be anonymous because both of us have legitimate professional jobs. And if any of our coworkers were to potentially see this, that would maybe not be the best thing in the world.
Might be a little embarrassing.
Yeah. And we do plan on talking about things on here that are maybe not, you know, for all of the younger viewers, and stories that would maybe not put us in a good place at our jobs. Yeah. So, I think...
Welcome.
That's kind of it. Yeah, welcome to our first podcast. Getting it set up was kind of actually hilarious.
And we should have filmed it, but we did not.
But we're going to try and maybe save bloopers and whatever, do something with that later. Sorry.
I know.
And I watched the audio too go up so high when I did that.
We're going to have to change that.
Shit. Okay. So, don't read my notes.
I'm not reading your notes.
Okay.
I was just going to say that for everyone listening, that our podcasts are going to be coming out every Tuesday, I think is what we decided.
Yeah, that's the goal.
So, the goal is to upload some videos every Tuesday, and you guys can send us questions, and we can answer them. Mm-hmm. But I think we're just going to go through a list of topics that we have with us currently, and see how it goes.
Yeah, we also have I have a long list of things that I want to talk about.
I do not.
57 things that I think would make interesting stories. And we're basically going to use this as like an audio log, kind of like things that happened to us. Or what? Yeah, I guess things that happened to us that we can kind of look back on. I thought you were about to open up Twitter and I was going to kill you.
An audio journal. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, sorry.
This is our audio journal.
So I guess in the first podcast, this is kind of just like an introduction. I feel like every podcast does this for like their first one. I'm not going to give a lot of information, I don't think, at least at this point in time, about like what I do. What are you doing?
I'm looking
That's
for my
a
list.
List.
I'm looking
sorry,
for my
I need
list.
To stop looking at your phone.
Yeah.
So I think I forgot what I was saying.
You were saying that you weren't going to say a lot about your job currently.
Oh, yeah. But I'm a PhD student. I think that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. And I am, I work for the city.
A medical professional.
Yeah. A medical professional that works for the city.
Yeah. Also, we're Canadian, which is really fun because I feel like things on the internet are kind of dominated by Americans.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit different. Also, I've been told that I have a really strong Canadian accent, and I really hope that that's not true.
I think I think you do.
My old roommate said that my mom had such a thick Canadian accent that it was like funny for them to listen to, which is hilarious because my mom's not from like Northern Canada or anything where you like get those like really heavy accents. But
I think we do though. Yeah.
I do?
I think both of us probably do.
See, I feel like the words that, like, my roommate is not from Canada, and she always points out that I say house weird.
House.
House, yeah. And then, like, the typical one is about, but I don't think we say about weird. Like, we're not, like, about.
But I think, I don't know. Because I say about.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that's normal. Because I can't imagine anyone from the U.S. that I know, like, saying it any different, right?
I don't think so. I mean, maybe.
About. That was bad. We're going to move on from that. So because we're going to be like naming this Gamer Girls podcast, I figured that we should start with kind of our I don't know, like introduction to gaming and
I forgot to start
the internet.
The timer. I forgot to start the timer.
And do you want to start it now?
No, there's no point.
Sweet, that's amazing.
Yeah, we're gonna guess. Introduction to video games?
Yeah, well, and like I think we should start with like the internet because I feel like our generation games started like on the internet, like with like Sonic and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What was your, I don't know, first game?
My first video game, I think, was
Web. Oh my God, Siri.
Huh.
I'm just gonna lock my phone.
Bitch is interrupting.
Yeah, she's really annoying.
She's rude as hell.
I don't really know.
Rude as hell. I think my first video game was like Duck Hunt.
Oh my God.
I think it was Duck Hunt.
But did you have that on a computer? Because I didn't have that on a computer. I had it like the little red and...
Yeah, so I think on the computer, my first game probably would have been one of those, you know, fucking trackpad that had the balls and all that stuff. That's the first one I can remember.
I have no idea what that means.
Yeah, it's like the trackpad and it has a little like platform and like the ball bounces up, the brick breaker.
Oh, yeah, but I had that for like my BlackBerry. I never played that before that.
Okay, I feel like I played it on the computer.
See, there used to be like that snake game.
Ooh, the snake. Oh, that you have to like connect all the squares and then the snake got longer.
Yeah, and
then
you had to not hit the tail.
Yeah.
I feel like that was an early one, but I think I started playing that on like Neopets.
Ooh,
Neopets. You know? Yeah, I know. I think about like all those mini games. Remember there was like one that was like, it wasn't like Tetris, it was like kind of like Bejeweled.
Oh, Dr. Mario. That's a later one.
Yeah.
But that's the one I remember.
I'm trying to think. My first game, we had like in my old house, we had like a creepy room in the basement that there was like an old computer in, and we had a joystick. We ended up like begging my parents and playing Sonic.
Oh.
And it was like the world's shittiest video game, and it was for sure like it was awful, and all you did was run around. You didn't do anything. And you could be the little blue one or the little red one, and then when you got far enough in, I think you could get more of them.
I don't think I ever played the Sonic one. Oh. I remember, did you have those, you know how on old computers you had the like CDs that would go in?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes, okay.
Computers still have that, by the way.
Okay, yeah, but not as much. Like laptops don't.
Okay, yeah. Okay, whatever.
You know what I mean? But like they were like the CDs that had the like compact of like 1,000 games.
Oh my God.
Did you have that? It was like Microsoft.
Yeah,
I think it was like a Microsoft like product or whatever.
Oh my God, Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Yeah. I had the Harry Potter one.
I don't know what that means.
Like the Harry Potter game on the computer.
Oh, yeah, I didn't.
But it always made me feel sick.
Why?
I don't know.
Because it was like weird movements?
No, like literally there was like slugs. There was like one of the like mini games was like you had to like, I don't know, connect like slugs or like avoid the like mean slugs that were like running around the corridor. Uh-huh. And every time one hit me, it made me feel unwell. Like, I...
Do you like slugs now?
No.
As an adult? Do you like worms?
What?
I like them both. Okay, slugs a little bit less because they leave, like, that slime. Yeah, the nasty behind. But worms are chill.
Okay, but I used to work in a plant thing, and every time I would pick up, like, the big trays of...
And
there was
a
slug
them, like,
underneath.
Squish?
And they would squish underneath my nails. And that's awful.
Okay, yeah, no, that's not great.
No.
So back to the question.
What was the question? First game that we played.
Yeah.
I think mine, the first one I can remember, one of the first ones I can remember playing consistently is like probably Duck Hunt. Yeah. Because my cousin had it. He had a old Nintendo and he just wasn't using it because he's like 10 years older than I am. And so he just gifted it to me. And I used to play all the time in my mom's room.
I think the first like... I think technically it would have been like a PC game. Like it probably would have been like Sonic or something like that. We also had those like spelling games, which I don't think counts.
Tap tap tush.
Okay, I'm not French, so no.
Yeah,
I'm not French.
No, but I am. But the ones where you had to like you couldn't look and there was you had to like they would have like a series of letters like A B C.
Yeah.
And then you had to type it without looking. Mm-hmm. But I always
and like try and do it really fast. I just memorized what it was and then I would look and type. I was like, it's fine. So I feel like that. And then like I know it's not Sega, but Sega produces Sonic, right? Is that why I keep thinking Sega Sonic? I don't know. With like the joystick and ours was like this like teal-ish color. Did your brain just check out?
I'm just staring
at the floor.
I'm trying to remember.
There's nothing there, by the way.
I'm trying to remember what my joystick looked like.
Oh, yeah. Mine was like gray and white and teal.
Mine was
and then
blue
we
and black.
Had like the duck hunt, like, proper on a computer at the cottage, or a computer, a TV at the cottage. Mm. And then someone's family stole it.
Oh.
You know whose?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they ended up taking it, which was fine. But we had, like, all of, like, the old games. And we had, like, the 007 game, which was, like, super old. There was, like, a Zelda. What?
Pause. Do you have a container of garlic sauce on your balcony?
Oh, yeah.
Just a container of garlic sauce.
Yeah.
Just
do you remember when... Okay, so for my birthday, we went out to a gay bar, and we went out, we were, like, dancing, blah, 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 and I had to bring a certain someone home.
Yeah?
Yeah. She was a fucking nightmare, and I put her out there, and I made her stay out there, and she was eating, and she, like, just was, like, pizza was what we were eating with garlic sauce, and it was, like, going everywhere and stuff, and it just hasn't been cleaned up since. But, yes, that was, like, 3 months ago.
I'd like to say that, or, yeah, your birthday was in April.
May. Hmm, interesting news.
Whose birthday's in April? Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're going to have to get rid of that name, probably, because that's fine. We're probably going to beep our friends' names or, like, get rid of them in some fashion. just because it protects both their identity and ours.
Yeah.
But we do have a lot of stories that we want to tell, like, about people. We're just not going to use their names. Obviously, I think that's fair for them and us. But, yeah, I think that's kind of how I started on the internet. Or whatever. I feel like for me, the internet was more of a thing when I was little, and now it's kind of more like gaming. Because then we got a GameCube, which we had forever, Smash Bros. Melee.
Ooh. I never even had a GameCube.
Oh my god. Ever?
No, I literally went from Nintendo, the original one.
Oh, yeah. I was like, what?
Yeah, and then...
actually push in the front.
Yeah. That's the Nintendo 64. That's one. Oh, but the other one too. You would have to blow
yeah,
it.
Yeah, when you put it in the front with a little.
Yeah. Well, and then I had some family members that had a Sega.
Sega? I don't know. I hope that wasn't in the frame the whole time.
Oh.
That's fine.
And then I think I went straight to Nintendo 64.
I didn't have a 64, but I did. Blurp, blank that, whatever.
I'd like to say that you're the one that said.
I know, no names. Mm-hmm. That's fine. I feel like her name's going to be really hard to avoid because she's
there's
my best friend.
There's
and
so many stories.
Legitimately every story is going to have to do with her. But yeah, we'll see. Maybe I'll find some kind of name to replace it with. Well, I was going to say I can use her middle name, but that is so fucking unique.
Beef.
Oh my god, yeah, I can call her Beef.
Yeah.
We have my best friend kind of from growing up. It's my dad's business partner's daughter, actually. Everyone calls her the queen of meat, queet, or beef, a variety of those kinds of things. So I think that, I think beef is a fitting name to call her. I kind of know why we call her queen of meat, but I'm not going to say it.
Okay, well, then everyone's gonna know.
Whatever. What do you mean? People are going to know?
I feel like people are going to assume. They're going to come up with some...
Oh, that's fine. Assume all you want. Actually, I would love to hear why you think we call her Queen of Meat.
No, I'm not going to say anything.
Okay, yeah, but I want to. I would love to know that. I'll respond. Huh. It's fine.
Okay. Next subject.
Oh, why? I feel like there's more to go.
Okay.
Well, it's not like you, like, played those and that was it.
Like, those were the main ones.
Okay, but, like, where did you go from there? Was it just, like, that PS4, Uncharted?
Pretty much.
Really?
I'm not kidding. I didn't have anything in between.
Oh, my God. Okay, what the... You never played, like, Guitar Hero, any of that junk?
So all my friends had them. But it was, like, me and my mom. She's a single mother. And so we didn't... Like, I played a lot of sports. And so it was...
Oh, same.
It's not like we had, like, a shit ton of money to buy, like, all the new consoles. So I pretty much stuck to, like, the initial... Nintendo, then Nintendo 64, and then, like, Guitar Hero and all that stuff was pretty much played at my friend's house. Don't put it in your mouth.
I'm not going to put it in my mouth again, but I'm going to hold it. I don't
Why?
Know. I just feel like I need to.
Do something with your hands?
Because, yep.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know, why is my...
Oh, we'll know how long the recording is.
No, we won't.
Yeah, the amount of time that it's
filmed. Oh, yes, we will. 16 minutes and 30-something seconds.
Okay.
Okay, sorry. I was looking at the file size and I was like, that's not going to be helpful. I don't know why you think that's going to be helpful.
Wow, doubting me.
Yeah.
That's rude as hell.
Oh my God. Okay, then I'm going to tell my story because.
This person keeps saying hello.
Okay, we'll ignore them. Or just like it. Or like the first one. I don't know what that means. Okay, yeah. So from. Oh my God, there's already a knot in this. That's probably not a real issue. Yeah. Oh my God. Yay. We just hit 300 followers on Instagram, which is really fun. But it's also kind of cheap because I've been basically just following people who are liking related items. And then they follow us back. And then we're pals.
We're friends. Oh, also, if you want to find us on Instagram, we should probably say this. The name is Gamer Girls.
Can we put it up on screen?
Ooh.
Now.
You didn't want to you didn't just want to do this.
Can we put it like here and here and here? I'm not going to do any of that for sure. You might, but I won't.
I'll try. You're making a lot of work for me.
That's okay.
We'll put it up here, but also if that doesn't work, then I'm going to spell it out. Gamer Girls, spelled with two A's. G-A-A.
For a second, I was like, where are the two A's? But there's only...
G-I-R-L-S.
Yep.
Gamer Girls.
Yep.
Hop on to the page and follow us.
Yeah, we'll keep you updated with when we're going to be posting videos, though ideally it'll be every single Tuesday.
Yeah,
and it'll be on YouTube and on Anchor. So we have our YouTube channel, which we would love for you to subscribe to. I don't think that we care too much about likes. It'll be great if you throw it to us, but I don't really give a shit. and also, we have a Twitter.
We do have a Twitter account.
Is it the same name as our...
I think it's the same name.
Okay.
We're going to verify.
I'm obviously not involved in the Twitter.
She doesn't fuck with Twitter.
Because it's really difficult. And also, people are so mean. It's a very mean place. So...
Okay. Gamer Girls. So same spelling. At Gamer Girls on Twitter.
Every time you do that, are we going to make something appear?
Yeah, I think we should.
Can I hold a melon?
Okay.
I'm not doing that. You're going to do that.
I don't know how.
Okay, sweet.
I'm going to have a lot of Googling. So
that's not going to happen, but that's fine. Also, if you're listening to the audio-only version, we're literally just holding up our hands, and I'm telling them to edit things into them. So if you want to check that out, you're going to have to look at our YouTube, which is Gamer Girls. That's kind of it. It's also in our Instagram bio.
Yeah.
That was an ad. Yeah. That felt like an ad.
It felt like an ad. Also, I'd like to say that I've never edited really anything. I've edited a video from Greece, and some random videos when I was a kid, and a birthday video from my aunt. That was it. And so trying to edit a melon or like a banana is going to be a little difficult.
I think I could do it, but I don't want to.
I'm going
to
Google. So. I'll do a lot of Googling, a lot of tutorials. You know what? Learning a new skill. I'm here for that. I want to learn woodworking.
Oh, I used to do that in high school.
Yeah, I did it in high school, but like I made like a Simpsons-themed piggy bank.
Also, I just totally lied. I didn't really do woodworking in high school.
Wow.
Our teacher had a heart attack, and I ended up... So usually it would be machine work. Machine work? Machining.
Okay.
Woodwork and auto. And because he had like had a heart attack or something, we only did auto and machine, and we like split it 50-50. So I lied. Like I did do some woodwork, but not for that class.
Not for that class. Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I made a piggy bank.
I made it a Stanley Cup.
Upstaging me?
Yeah, also a baseball bat and a tack hammer.
Okay. Bitch. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
My high school was poor too, which is kind of hilarious that we were able to actually do that. And when I mean poor, I mean like probably the scariest place in the world. And I feel like it maybe deserves its entire own podcast because it was actually fucked.
Okay, I don't know if it you want to say scariest place in the world.
Okay, it was pretty
cool. In the world?
Okay.
In the entire universe.
Yeah.
Of 7 billion people.
Yeah.
How many continents are there? 7?
Ew, I hate that you just asked me that, and I'm not even going to dignify it with an answer. I know what the answer is. I don't know.
I do know. Now I'm stressed because I can't think of it.
You should Google it. You're uncultured. You're uncultured. I'm more cultured for once in my entire life. Also, we were talking about the potential for mean comments. And I was like, oh, what's going to happen for me? And Em was like, nothing. And I was like, oh. And she's like, I'm going to get the N-word. So please don't.
If we could avoid it, that'd be great.
Yeah. Even with like a soft A on it is probably not cool. But in ER's banned, I'll delete it. I'll delete your comments. Not that we're going to get any comments. This is kind of... Anyways.
7 continents. I was right.
Yeah. Okay. I know, but the fact that you doubted yourself was legitimately hilarious.
I just...
Yeah. You just want... Should we wrap it up here? This is the end.
Me not knowing how many continents there are.
Yeah, also, don't say the N-word. Ever.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
No, yeah, let's just stick to... Let's make a hard
rule. If you're me, if you're white, don't do it.
Yeah, but maybe a hard rule. Let's just maybe avoid the word altogether. Yeah.
Do you ever find yourself saying it, like, colloquially? I love the word colloquially also.
I can't pronounce that.
Okay.
Colloquially?
Yeah. But do you ever find yourself saying the N-word? I feel like you don't have any black friends.
Oh. Wow, call me out.
Do you?
Dragging me.
Do you?
Yeah, I have some acquaintances.
So...
That's embarrassing. I'm going to need to fix that.
But I don't think you do.
I have some acquaintances.
The girl whose name starts with a U, but I don't think you talk to her anymore.
No.
Sweet.
And then some people from work.
Oh, okay, yeah, fair.
Yeah. You don't know my work friends?
No, I don't. You might be my only black friend.
I don't know if you want to admit that.
Yeah, I don't know if I should either.
Well, too bad.
I'm from a very white town. That's also probably why it was from fucking hell.
I'm from a very white family, so.
I just spat on this. Can I say it?
Yeah.
Em's adopted. I don't know why I took so much joy in saying that. These are all things. Oh. That's okay. This is stuck to my finger. Yeah. That's not my finger. That's my foot. That's a hairball. I'm leaving it. We'll deal with that later. So yeah, I think we can wrap it up here.
Probably.
I think it was a good first shot. I feel like...
We hit one topic.
Yeah, that's a little bit not great.
One topic.
And we got so distracted. See, this is what I was scared of. You were supposed to keep me on track. I have a problem. I talk a lot.
But I think maybe not being on track works for us. We'll have to maybe set a time... 5 minutes, we answer questions, and then we can
Like we should answer questions, like, not that we have an audience, but if we ever had an audience, subscribe below, then we could, you know...
Where were you going with that?
Use the last, like, 2 minutes or 5 minutes of our every podcast to answer a question or two.
So what I said.
Yeah, but I said where it goes.
I said at the beginning.
Okay, I think we're going to wrap this up. Goodbye. We have all of our links down below. Love you. I think that's good. That's a really good sign off, right? Goodbye. Love you. That's it.